from KXCI Community Media. This is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we sit down with our friends from the University of Arizona and talk about what they're working on, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. With us today is Karina Gonzalez. Welcome, Karina.
Hi, nice to be here. So I'm currently an undergraduate senior in physiology and medical sciences and minoring in Spanish, and I do research in the College of Pharmacy in Dr. Liu's lab. In the Liu lab, we are trying to figure out a way to increase the effectiveness of combination cancer nanotherapies. We are trying to figure out a way to decrease the overall systemic toxicity of chemotherapy using nanocarriers and try to prevent like tumor recurrence and like relapse. One nanocarrier that we use is our liposomes. These are like naturally occurring phospholipid molecules that are in the body. So we create those. What they do is carry chemo drugs throughout the body without causing a systemic response. So that would allow for effective cancer treatment without all the negative side effects of chemotherapy, essentially.
Are they like delivery service?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, they circulate in the bloodstream and slowly and controlled release the drugs to where the tumor tissue would be. My current thesis project is working on not only creating these nanocarrier liposomes, but testing them with different types of cancer, like pancreatic cancer, breast cancer, colon cancer, and trying to see what would be the most effective ratio of nanocarrier to chemo drug for injection. They would be directly targeted. Essentially, like if you were just to inject them into the bloodstream, they would kind of circulate and find their way to the site for cases that wouldn't necessarily know where the cancer site is.
Yeah, that's really incredible. So it's kind of like a guided missile.
Yeah, exactly. It's really exciting to learn about, or just to kind of see results and how the liposome is able to not only like encase the drugs, but effectively target the cancer cells that we use.
How did you find yourself doing this kind of work?
I applied for the UBURP program through the University of Arizona and got into the EHS TRUE program. Saw that there's a lot of opportunities to work with environmental health topics of research like cancer. And when I saw that opportunity, I was like, oh, okay, I can learn a lot about a very prevalent disease that affects a lot of people and just get a better like baseline understanding of how it works and how it's currently being treated that I could use in the future.
How new is this? Because this feels like some futuristic stuff.
It's relatively new, up-and-coming treatment idea that they've been using, that they've just seen like it works really well in targeted therapies aside from cancer. And so they're testing it now, and it's working really well in small models like mice. But getting to the next level with eventually humans will be a lot more difficult, but it works to target cancer in a controlled way. Yeah, I really enjoy the research that I'm doing. Pretty cool.
What are your plans for the future after you graduate?
I am wanting to apply for nursing school. My ultimate goal is to be a nurse practitioner. So doing all the steps to get to that point.
What about music? Do you ever listen to music?
Yes, I listen to, I think, every genre that is out there.
All the music all the time.
All the music, yes. All the time, honestly. Like if I'm studying, I'll listen to classical or sometimes Christmas music. Very like peaceful, like background kind of music, or working out on my bike ride to lab or class all the time. Rex Orange County, Rockhampton. There's like this new combination of Anderson .Paak mm-hmm. and Bruno Mars. They're called Silk Sonic. Those would be my top three, I think.
Love Anderson .Paak. That's so cool.
Yeah, he's a really, really talented artist.
Oh, thank you so much for being on Thesis Thursday.
Thank you for having me. It's a great experience.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. The music you're hearing is brought to you by Crow Wander. The name of the track is Your Eyes. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.